pleaded not guilty, of course. But my defence was weak. So was my lawyer. I was found guilty of murder. I remember it all so clearly. Being woken by the dining room door opening, he stood there, his shadow flickering in the last bit of candle. I asked him, "What's the time?" 4, he said. "Some meeting," I said. Then he says, "There was no meeting. I've been at the hospital." His eyes were filling with tears. "Oh God," I says, "is it your mum? Is she all right? What happened?" "Oh, sorry, you can see me. I'm never sure. But as you can, I'm guessing you can see ordinary middle-aged women. 'Cause usually, you see, I'm invisible to most people. People brush past me in the street. I go unseen. You know, if MI5 needed someone to be a spy, to slip unnoticed amongst people, then they should have picked a middle-aged woman, not Daniel Craig. What were they thinking?" "I've watched you for a long time," I whispered into the darkest corners of your mind. "The shadows you fear, they're me. Every chill, every nightmare, it's always been me." "I know you love Tommy. I see the bond. But for all that love, you've abandoned him 3 times. You've hit him, spat at him, and I've heard the messages you leave on his answer phone when you're under the influence. Those messages are hateful. And truthfully, Anne, I don't know how any mother can say those kind of things to their son. People think I'm mad for letting him go back to live with you. But the reason is because, whether I like it or not, this is where he wants to be.